The next day, Margarita asked Michaela if she wanted to go to dance practice with her. Margarita explained that a group of girls met after school to practice Mexican folk dances. Michaela was excited. She loved to dance to traditional Mexican music.
I'd love to, Michaela replied, smiling.
After school, Michaela and Margarita went to the gym for dance practice.
There were a lot of other people there.
Michaela and Margarita walked up to a girl that was stretching in the corner of the gym.
Hey, Laura, this is Mika. She's new here.
Hi, Mika. I'm Laura Rijos. Nice to meet you.
Laura Rijos was the leader of the dance club. Laura was an eighth grader. All the girls wanted to be like her. Michaela did, too.
Mika, you can dance with us if you want, Laura said.
Laura explained that the club was practicing for the culture festival that the school had every year. This year, the club was going to do a traditional Mexican dance to charro music from Guadalajara. Michaela looked at her new friend and smiled. Michaela felt like she was starting to enjoy her new school. Michaela and Margarita went to dance practice every day after school. One Friday, after dance practice, Michaela asked her mother,
"Can Margarita stay at our house this weekend, please?"
"Yes," said Michaela's mother. Margarita's parents also said yes. The girls were very excited. That night, the girls practiced their dance. Then they ran downstairs into the living room. Michaela's parents were watching TV.
"We want to show you our dance," Michaela told her parents.
Mr. Flores turned off the TV and put on a CD. The sounds of guitars and trumpets began to fill the room.